We're joined by a very talented guest who has been in countless movies and TV shows, including Blade Runner, Who Framed Roger Rabbit, Under Fire, 6 Feet Under, Body of Proof, and one of my favorites of all time that deserved a much longer run, Buffalo Bill, the talented Joanna Cassidy joining us. Joanna, thanks so much for being with us.
It's my pleasure. I don't know, sometimes I'm here in the South today, and I'm listening to all this, and I go, well, who's she? She's done a lot of work.
Well, yeah, you have been very busy indeed, absolutely. And do you feel the same as I did about Buffalo Bill? I love that show.
Oh, I love that show, too. Well, it was taken off for a year and then put back on. So, I mean, the head of the network, NBC at the time, Brandon
Tartikoff, right?
Yeah. Yeah, he loved it and said, we must bring it back on. And so he fought for us, and there we were. No, it's a fabulous show. Fabulous.
Now, you didn't plan on acting when you were just starting out. If I remember right, you were an art major in college. Is that right?
That's right. Yes. That's right. I absolutely was.
And so what led you into this craziness?
You know, it's an interesting thing. And something that I probably will need to write about someday. And, you know, it's a really interesting feeling to be beautiful. And it's also an interesting feeling to lose beauty and find beauty in other ways. And by developing your instincts or your mind. And I was very fortunate in certain departments. So I have to say that my life went along without plan. I never thought I was an attractive woman, but I guess some people did. And so I sort of, ran with that.
Well,
it's fine.
Yeah, and you had that going for it. But you also have always had, and I think in every role you've ever played, there's always been that intelligence that comes through and that confidence and that strength. And I have to think that served you well because, as we know, Hollywood is not very kind to women of any age. But you get past 30, it's like, well, you're yesterday's news. But you've been able to work consistently and find some strong roles out there. And I have to think a big part of that is obviously the talent, but also that intelligence.
No, I think I just run faster. I really do. No, I just did, this bit for Bravo Television. It was a comedy I did for 3 years called Odd Mom Out. Not that I was the odd mom. That was Jill Cardman who wrote it and produced it. But that was that was fun. And right now I'm working on a series called Too Old to Die Young with Miles Teller and John Hawks. And I just did a pilot with George Lopez, and he's adorable. Oh, my gosh. He is just the nicest man. So I'm hoping that ABC is going to go with that one. So I plan on working for maybe like another 3 or 4 years or something.
Well, I certainly hope so. And more than that, I loved your work, too, with Dana Delaney on what I thought was a really terrific series, Body of Proof.
Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you very much. Thanks. That was fun, too. It's great. It's great. The people that I've met in this business have been amazing. Not all the time, but for the most part, I would say I love actors. They're just really fascinating creatures. Always a story, always a story.
Absolutely. We love talking to actors here in a program. We're chatting with Joanna Cassidy here on Downtown. You never know what's going to have traction over time. Are you amazed at the legs that Blade Runner has had for after all these years?
I'm not, actually. When I was doing it, I thought it would be a huge hit. And I read the script, and I was not. Grace Jones was asked to do that. I don't know whether she wouldn't work with a snake or something. I had the snake, so my agent said, "Well, you have to use her. She's got the animal." So, when I saw the duelist that Ridley had done, I said, "This man is a major, major player. He's going to be huge." And oh, just the way the set was, night shooting and the strangeness of it all, and his ability to barrel through despite huge odds. No one had ever spent the kind of money that he spent, and he was just very very forceful about what he wanted and the kind of picture that he saw. So he saw it. He saw it. And you could see that he saw it. And it happened.
You have worked with so many talented co-stars through the years, from Nick Nolte to Gene Hackman, Harrison Ford, of course. But I want to ask you about one of my favorite actors. Julie Andrews talked with us not too long ago about her experience with him. What was it like working with James Garner?
Oh, he was a doll. He was just a doll. I did several things with him. A real pro. Gosh, he loved to work. He was never happier than when he was on a set. And he would talk to everybody for hours. He wasn't like an actor, some of the actors that I know who go back to their place in between shots. He always stayed out. Just loved to communicate with everyone. Good-looking man, not really nice man.
You also worked on one of the best television shows in the history of TV. Your work as Margaret Chenoweth on 6 Feet Under. What was that experience like for you?
Well, every time I read a script, I go, "You really want me to do that? Oh my God!" I was basically hired just to do two shows, and I don't know, I guess they saw something in me. I don't know, maybe the madness in my eyes or so. Well, it's hysterical because I have a daughter and a son, and my daughter's older, so my kids could sort of relate to those kids that were on there, only not really. And I was married to a psychiatrist, so I guess I sort of knew how to be, sort of. That's kind of an odd thing to say, but anyway, that character was really easy for me to do. And as a result of it, I got a lot of work from that. It was great.
You've also done a lot of voiceover work in video games through the years. Is that more challenging? Because you think about it, and say, well, how tough can that be? But you're in the studio for quite a while doing that recording, right?
Yeah, you are. You can lose your voice a lot, which most voiceover actors do. They just lose it. You know, if you're screaming for 5 or 6 hours, you don't have much left. But it does develop your vocal cords, I'll tell you that.
Oh, I'm sure.
That's fun. And that is, people who have very nice voices, I know I have often heard people speak and I've thought, gosh, they have a beautiful voice. They should go do voiceover stuff. It's not easy. It's really not. You have to know how to talk about a product. And it's funny, when you get in front of a mic, how that, a lot of times that just goes away. You just forget how to do it, to speak naturally, you know?
You've also been, through the years, a favorite on talk shows. I have to think, were you having as much fun on your many appearances with Carson on The Tonight Show as it seemed?
Well, somebody was talking to me just last night about how the first time I was on, I just seemed strangely awkward. I think that's how they described it. I was scared to death. I mean, here I am on the talk show with Johnny Carson. Oh my God. It scared the bejesus out of me, but I pulled it off. He did have me back. He loved having me there.
Well, I can see why. You're an absolute delight to talk to. And you have, I'm not the first to tell you this, but I'll be the most recent at least, you have one of the great laughs of all time.
That has done well for me. It's not fake. I was voted best laugher in high school, so it's just there. It's absolutely there. And I love to laugh. Who doesn't love to laugh, you know?
Now you
best
said
thing I think we can do.
You said you're down south, though.
Laugh school.
Yeah, where are you in the south?
I'm in Louisiana.
Oh, fantastic.
No, I don't have relatives here, but I have a lot of good friends, and it's another world. You know that, right? I mean, Louisiana does not belong to the United States. It's a little world unto itself. It's a very unusual place.
Can you find a house for our producer, Carrie, who wants desperately to move to New Orleans and is house shopping as we speak?
Too bad my house is sold.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I'm actually, I'll be down there in 2 weeks. We're sending the list to our realtor this weekend of some of the houses that we want to look at. Yeah.
Oh, well, you've got to get one with really high ceilings. That's a must.
Yes, yes.
And, you know, you've got to get ready to put new lighting in and fans, ceiling fans all over the place. It's a blast. It's kind of a blast, really.
But you're right. It is a different world.
My house was built in 1840, and I love to do houses. So people said, "Oh no, wait till you get into an old house." You said, "I'll be fine. I'll be fine. I have no problems with this." Well, you should have talked to me 2 years later. I've never taken that long to do a house in my life. I do a house in 6 months, most tops. And this one was definitely a challenge, I tell you. But the stories, oh my God, I have history to this house. It once was a brothel. And let's see, what else was it? It was a boarding house. Each bedroom has its own entrance and exit, you know, a door that goes outside. And it's so interesting here. The music, of course, you know, is wonderful, and the food is beyond. You have to become a cook if you move to the south.
Now, do you find yourself as an actor imagining the lives of those people who lived there previously?
Of course I do. Of course I do. I'm read up on everything and how I wanted to do this a movie about the very famous madam of New Orleans. And I got busy, so I didn't get it done, but oh, it was fascinating. It was pirate time and all kinds of strange people arriving on the coast. It's really, really interesting. Sort of sitting on the sand, you know.
Now, have you ever been to Maine before?
I have. And in fact, I was looking at property that was being sold. There were several houses on the street that Stephen King lives on. And I thought, boy, you get a lot of cluck for your buck there.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Maybe I should move to Maine.
You should. Well, Stephen owns our radio station.
He does?
Yes.
Oh, for heaven's sake. You know I did the Tommyknockers for him.
That's right. Yeah, we were talking about that earlier on the show. That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. He's an amazing writer. I am such a huge fan of his. Huge. Huge fan.
And he doesn't...
But yeah, I think Maine is beautiful.
And Stephen doesn't slow down. I mean, he just had a big birthday, and he's writing as much, maybe more, than ever.
I would think so. I'm working more than ever. The boards have just been pulled out from underneath me, and I'm working like crazy now.
Well, we're glad to hear
that. What happened? It's fascinating. It's sort of, it's like something gets removed. Maybe when you hit a certain age, you go, oh, the hell with it. I can do anything I want. And maybe that's your attitude.
That's a great attitude.
You can do anything.
Well, we've been fans of your work for a long time. It's wonderful for us to talk with you this afternoon, and we wish you luck with those projects. Hope to see that become a series on ABC with George Lopez, and hopefully you'll come back and visit with us again sometime.
Okay, great. Great talking with you.
Thank you very much. That is Joanna Cassidy here on Downtown.
Bye.